Hello, this is Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast, which is part of the Identifying Deception, Encountering It with Truth series. This lesson is entitled, Take Down the Mockingbird. A mockingbird can learn and sing up to 200 different songs. An ability it uses to mimic other birds. They are so good at what they do that it can be difficult to distinguish the fake from the real. Since the early days of Trump's first term as president, I watched various mainstream or legacy news outlets sing the same song, their talking heads mimicking one another to the point of using exactly the same words and phraseology. In order to highlight what was going on, some put together video montages of these various news agencies saying almost exactly the same lines day after day. It was obvious that someone or some group was giving them a script to sing to America, and it's still going on today. It's called a narrative, which is used to shape how people think. It's also called brainwashing. I watched former CIA Director John Brennan falsely accuse President Trump of collusion with Russia. He knew what he was doing, and he was using the news media to spread the disinformation. Mainstream media obediently reported whatever he and other anonymous sources fed them. The CIA was engaging in disinformation warfare against our own country. Something they routinely had done to other nations. We were in the midst of a color revolution, just as our country pulled off in Ukraine to replace a duly elected president with their puppet Zelensky. I told one of my liberal friends that the only possible way to account for this lockstep coordination was if the CIA was behind it, which, of course, he rejected. It was incomprehensible to him and most Americans that this could be so. It's called Operation Mockingbird, which was begun in the late 1940s and ramped up in the 1970s. Of course, the agency denies it still exists. That is what they do. People like me who see through their subterfuge have been labeled conspiracy theorist, a term the CIA coined to discredit those who suspected that JFK's assassination was an inside job. Thankfully, the internet made it possible to get news that is not dictated or censored by the government. Many of these sources can be found on alternative sites such as Rumble and Telegram. The narrative pitched by the mainstream media has been completely at odds with what we can be learned from non-traditional sources, forcing us to make a critical decision as to who to believe. Has our own government been gaslighting us? We all have to decide who to believe because the big things in life require faith. God designed things so that life is mysterious and cannot be truly known apart from faith in Him. Our Lord wants people to rely on Him to reveal to us what is true. Interestingly, as the MSM has been caught in a lie over and over again, yet many people still rely on them to be arbiters of truth. God, conversely, only speaks truth, but many people want nothing to do with Him. God wants to bless us as we trust in Him and His truth. But Satan has an opposite agenda. His false narrative runs completely counter to God's truth. The devil's disinformation campaign began in the Garden of Eden when he broadcast that there are no bad consequences for disobeying God. The serpent's narrative always contradicts God's truth and breeds death and destruction. Jesus explained that the devil was a murderer from the beginning. He has always hated the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, It is consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. So when I tell the truth, you just naturally don't believe me. It's the New Living Translation. Setting the precedent for generations to come, Adam and Eve believed the devil's lying narrative, acted on it, and reaped the deadly consequences. They failed their test, and today people across the globe are being tested regarding which narrative we will believe, God's or Satan's. We are being tested regarding what we will believe about the lordship of Jesus, wokeness, COVID, the vaccine, LGBTQ+, sex, marriage, drugs, etc. The devil is on a rampage to overthrow God's truth and order in the world in order to produce confusion, destruction, and death. Our public school system, the media, and our government are pushing Satan's lies non-stop, using its bully pulpit to try to overwhelm the minds and hearts of the populace, especially young people. God's truth is quieter and more difficult to find. It must be searched for by people who love the truth. Satan's false narrative is his most precious commodity. It's how he rules those who do not love the truth. In God's kingdom, truth reigns in the person of Jesus. John 14:6. This makes the lie antichrist. In believing it, idolatry. There is something about the siren song of Satan's lies that many people find exceptionally alluring. When the Israelites were at the border of Canaan the first time, 12 spies were sent to bring back a report. Only 2 returned with God's faith narrative, that the land was good and easily conquerable. The other 10 overcame the truth with their false narrative, that the inhabitants were too strong to be defeated, even with God's help. Most of the people believed the 10, and the consequence was 40 years of wandering in the desert while that entire generation, except for Joshua and Caleb, died. Believing the devil's lies kills and destroys. When Nehemiah returned to Israel to rebuild Jerusalem's walls after enduring 70 long years of captivity, those who hated the Jews in God's kingdom spread a false report that the Jews were in rebellion against the king, and they mocked their efforts. They did everything they could to discourage the people from building. The devil loves to mock, falsely accuse, threaten, and intimidate those who love the truth. More and more people now know, although it was previously apparent to those who had eyes to see, that the government manipulated and coerced big tech to go along with their false narratives regarding the 2020 election, Hunter's laptop, COVID, the mRNA vaccine, hired fact checkers, quote, end of quote, falsely debunk the truth, keeping people in the dark. Twitter was one of the chief mockingbirds that willingly sang the government's scripted songs. But when Elon Musk took it over, things changed, at least for now. Truth is no longer censored there, at least not as much. Hopefully, this will be the case with all of social media in the future, bringing to an end government-controlled speech in the land of the free. Andrew Whalen, one of the prophets I listened to, recently received a word from the Lord. Quote, take down the mockingbird, end of quote. Interestingly, very soon after, Elon Musk announced that Twitter was changing its name to X, saying, and soon we shall bid adieu to the Twitter brand and gradually all the birds. Is God indeed taking down the mockingbird, the government's false narrative machine? I certainly believe we should pray to that end and do our part to spread the truth. Matthew Desmond, a recognized Belgian professor, wrote extensively on mass formation psychosis during the COVID epidemic. He compared what was taking place to the Nazi takeover in Germany prior to World War II. He said the only way to keep things from progressing all the way into totalitarianism is for the unduped minority to speak up and tell the truth. This has been going on around the world for several years now, and at last the truth is erupting all over. I believe the majority will one day wake up to just how thoroughly our nation was brainwashed. God will open the eyes and hearts of many to His truth. He will heal our hearts and bring us back to Him. And if you want to look up a great quote on this, it's Matthew 13:13-16. In the meantime, when we see mainstream media outlets all parroting the same lies, understand that what they're saying is either a lie or a diversion from something more important that they do not want us to notice. Find alternative sources for truth and ask God to help us all to wake up. Ask the Lord to give us all a love for Him and His truth, and to take down the false narrative that seeks to undermine God's authority, His word, and His glory. I want to close by reading 2 Thessalonians 2:13 from the New American Standard Bible. But we should always give thanks to God for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth. Thank you, and God bless you.